You need to have a destination in your life. If the most important thing for you is just feeling good, you're gonna end up miserable. But if the most important thing is doing good, you will end up purposeful.
I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My size still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus. The paper is still the gold. Not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3D FFL. This is the official episode number 1 of the 3D FFL season number 4. We will be covering the matchups for week number 1. Before we get into anything, guys, before we start talking fantasy football, before we, you know, get into the actual reason for this podcast episode, just want to let you guys know this will be a little bit less of a exciting episode as I thought it would be. Usually and typically we will be dropping these episodes on Wednesday. We will be recording them on Wednesday live in the Discord. Today we are doing it, you know, not. We're doing it on a Thursday. We're dropping it on a Thursday. And as most of you or some of you or maybe none of you might know, there was a loss in the American political community that may have been pretty big to some of you, may not have been anything at all to some of you, but I'd like to take at least the first few minutes of this podcast to acknowledge that loss. Rest in peace to Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA. It is with a heavy heart that I get on this podcast. Didn't even really want to do this podcast today, you know, but at the same time, I know that, you know, sometimes you have to do what you have to do regardless what it is that's happening in life. And, you know, you know, there's obligations, responsibilities, and we're here to do episode number 1 regardless of what happened. As I said, I want to take a little bit of time to discuss the situation, not in depth as to what happened, not necessarily giving my opinions on, you know, what happened or whatever the case may be. But some of you, as I said, may like this. Some of you may not like this. Some of you may care. Some of you may not. You know, if you've listened to my podcast episodes prior or in the past, especially when the 3ND Signs in Sports podcast first started, there were episodes where I mentioned or talked about the reason why I started doing a lot of the things that I do, whether it's music, whether it's podcasting, whether it was stuff in the political field. Whatever the case may be, some of you may know this about me. Some of you may know this about us, about our platform. A lot of what we do and what we did and what we've planned and what we have organized as a business structure, a business model, how to do podcasting, the veracity of how to work as hard as we do, the work ethic that we bring to all of our business platforms was, you know, something that I did learn from Charlie Kirk and something that I did, you know, that you know, his work ethic, his business model, everything that he did inspired me to do music, inspired me to do podcasting, inspired me to get into the political arena with the Future American Leaders of Texas. It was a big loss for me. It was a big loss for the 3D FFL team, for the 3ND Signs and Sports podcast team. And like I said, I mean, specifically myself. And I'm not going to spend too much time, as I said, on specifics or opinions or whatever the case may be. We might lose some people, you know, for listening, for mentioning this, for talking about this. But this platform has always been devoted to, you know, being a platform, being a podcast, and being a space where we can be open about our opinions, open about the things that we care about, the things we believe. And, you know, we've never shied away from entering that arena or giving our opinions on, you know, things that happen in that arena. It was a big loss for myself. As I said, it never met the guy I wish. One time in 2016, I created a list of things I would like to accomplish in my career, in my entrepreneurship career. And, you know, last thing on that list was meeting Charlie Kirk and, you know, partnering with Turning Point USA and, you know, one day being on the Charlie Kirk show. It was a big loss for me. It was something that, as I said, guys, I apologize. It is a little bit more somber of an episode today. It is not exactly what we would expect from an opening episode. You know, the intro episode to the league. I hope you guys got that feeling in episode zero. But episode one is a little bit different. And as I said, I'm going to do my best to make this an entertaining show, to make this a show that you guys can enjoy. But I did want to at least, you know, on my platform, on my podcast, give my condolences. Let it be known that my thoughts and prayers are out to the Kirk family. Tragic events. Something, as I said, that hit our team and our platform extremely hard. This should have been recorded yesterday, but I didn't really have the motivation, inspiration, drive, anything to jump on here and do the podcast as, you know, the news was unraveling. Rest in peace to Charlie Kirk, you know, thoughts and prayers to his family, you know, for whatever that may do today. I know I myself, as being a 29-year-old, you know, young adult, I do know that he inspired me. The things that he did. We may not all agree on everything that was said, everything he did, everything, the way he lived his life. But which one of us agree with everything that another person does? As I said, he was an inspiration to me when it came to entrepreneurship, and I just wanted to, you know, get on the platform and make that very known, very clear to start it off. And, you know, like I said, I couldn't get on the podcast, start the episode, even begin to start talking fantasy football without at least addressing what it was that had happened. As I said, a little bit somber of an episode, a little bit somber of an opening. I will do my best to make this a little bit more exciting, but had to be addressed. You know, a mentor in sorts, in ways to myself. Tragic loss, big loss, enormous shock, you know. So something that didn't really feel real yesterday has ultimately set in today. And as I said, we might lose people for, you know, mentioning this. We might have people fall off of the platform. And, you know, I understand. Everybody do what you got to do. You know, it's respect regardless. It's love regardless. But, you know, as I said, if you've listened to my podcast from before, if you've been here over the past 4 years, you know, 5 years that we've done this, you would know that, you know, everything that the guy was at least a mentor to me when it came to learning how to be an entrepreneur and learning how to be a voice, and even not just a voice. So rest in peace. Tragic incident, tragic happenings. And let's get into fantasy football and let's talk about week one. And, you know, let's get through this episode. And I apologize, guys, like I said, for, you know, the somber opening. But, you know, it is my platform. It is my podcast. It is a space where I am able to make my voice heard and make my opinions known, in the sense that, you know, whenever I have a chance or an opportunity to pay homage, pay respect, or, you know, say words about somebody who inspired me, you know, this is where I am able to do it. So, As I said, let's get into week one matchups. Let's get into week one coverage for the 3DFFL season number 4. As everybody knows, we have 12 members in this league. We have 6 matchups to talk about. That's what we will be doing. We'll be covering the matchups from week number 1. We'll be covering the standings from week number 1. And we will be covering the power rankings post week number 1 going into week number 2. And where everybody stands, where everybody is sitting currently in the power rankings. And then, of course, we'll talk about matchups for week number 2. So, without further ado, and finally, you know, after 10 minutes being on the show, we are going to talk about the 6 matchups for week number 1. Actually, I was going to have a guest on the podcast today. I was going to have another voice with me covering week number 1. I didn't feel that it was appropriate, especially with the way the podcast was going to be opening. So I do apologize, guys. I am sorry for, you know, to whoever was interested or waiting on getting on the podcast today in week number 1. I will be covering it by myself. I will be talking about it by myself. And maybe in week number 2, we could pick up exactly where we left off. But, you know, a little bit different of a vibe today, a little bit different of a mood today. So a new wrinkle, or not wrinkle, I would say, but a format change. Last year, we talked about the 3DFFL and we talked about the league. This year, we're going to talk about solely the 3DFFL season number 4. We're going to talk about the league only on this podcast. So if you paid to get into the $100 league, as you know, the podcast show comes with it. It's one of the things that comes in the tier. We have a $100 show. We have a $100 league. We have a $50 league, a $25 league. $25 league gets you into the group chats and, of course, into the league. $50 buy-in gets you into the Discord, the community group chat and your league group chat. And then, of course, you're buying into the league. And then our biggest tier, $100, gets you into the group chats, gets you into the Discord, and also gets you on the show where your team is talked about on the 3DFFL, on the 3D Signs and Sports podcast. Matchup number 1 for week number 1, guys. As usual, we do cover our matchup first. We had the Signs and Sports podcast going up and taking on the main character, Jamal Gray. Jamal Gray is somebody who joined us back in, just a little shout out, joined us back in 2021, guys, when we first started the fantasy football leagues under the platform. Shout out to you, Jamal. You joined when we were using Cash App to take buy-ins. You know what I mean? We had never knew what League Safe was until after that year. Encountered a lot of people who already did know what it was and, you know, refused to join because we were using our Signs and Sports podcast Cash App. But shout out to you. And shout out to you for making your way back and joining us for this year. This is season number 4. Welcome to the show. Jamal Gray, the main character, taking on the Signs and Sports podcast in week number 1. The official results of that matchup, the Signs and Sports podcast taking the victory 128.92 to 103.42, with top performers from the main character in James Cook with 21.2 points and CD Lamb with 18 points. And top performances from the Signs and Sports podcast with Derrick Henry, 29.2 points, and Justin Herbert, 27.92 points. Justin Herbert had 318 yards and 3 touchdowns. Derrick Henry had 169 yards and 2 touchdowns to go along with the fumble. Would have ended up having actually 31 points, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and fumbles are negative 2. The top performers for the main character, as I said, James Cook with 21.2 points with 44 yards rushing and a touchdown. He also had 58 yards receiving and 5 catches to total 21.2 points. He also had CeeDee Lamb with a 7 catch, 110-yard game for 18 points. And it doesn't look like he really had anybody else do much on his lineup. He did have Javonte Williams with a big game, 20.4 points on the bench with 54 rushing yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, 2 catches for 10 yards, a total of 20.4. And then, of course, he had Cedric Tillman with 16.2, 5 catches, 52 yards, and 1 touchdown. So, you know, the bench spots will always come back to haunt you, no matter who you are. Sometimes you have a good week and you nail every one of your starters. Sometimes you don't. You know, sometimes you have 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 points on the bench. You know, fantasy football is a weird game, and it's always something that, you know, you never know what could happen. It's the luck of the draw, ultimately. Matchup number 2, guys, we had Run CMC, Michael McMahon, one of our longest tenured players in the 3DFFL. As everybody knows from last year, a lot of our newcomers may not know, Michael McMahon has been with us for about 8-9 years now. We're glad to have you back, Mike. He was somebody who played with us when we hadn't even established our business model for the 3DFFL. So shout out to Michael McMahon for making his way back in here, taking on, of course, none other than Prison Mike Squad Mike Ortiz. The turnout of the matchup, 135.46 points for Prison Mike Squad and 92.7 points for Run CMC. Prison Mike Squad taking the victory with top performances by Josh Allen with 38.76 points and Bijan Robinson with 24.4. Josh Allen with 394 yards and 4 total touchdowns. He also had 2 rushing touchdowns for 30 yards total rushing. Big game from Josh Allen, former and reigning MVP at the moment. Bijan Robinson, arguably one of the best players in fantasy football, or at least one of the most anticipated players in fantasy football heading into the 3DFFL season number 4 and into the 2025 fantasy football season. Bijan Robinson, 24.4 points with 24 yards rushing. He had a receiving touchdown, and he had 6 catches for 100 yards and a receiving touchdown. So big game in the air for Bijan Robinson. He did not have anybody else cracking 15 points plus. He did have Cam Little with 15, 4 field goals, 4 makes. He had 2 extra points. And, of course, he had barely missing 15 points. Ricky Parasol with 4 catches for 108 yards. Top performances by Run CMC. He had Christian McCaffrey with 23.2. Christian McCaffrey had 69 yards rushing. He also had 9 catches for 73 yards through the air. So safe to say in week 1, Christian McCaffrey is back to his old ways, doing exactly what he's always done when it comes to fantasy football and doing exactly what he's always done when it comes to being on a football field. So Christian McCaffrey, hopefully he stays healthy and we get to see, you know, a little bit or a lot of that Christian McCaffrey, that C-Mac, that CMC experience when it comes to the football field and the fantasy football lineups. On the bench, Run CMC, Michael McMahon had J.J. McCarthy with 22.2 points, 143 yards, 3 total touchdowns, and I believe he had 1 rushing touchdown as well with a total of 25 rushing yards. And Mike Ortiz did not have anybody on the bench with over 15 points. But the battle of the mics went in Prison Mike Squad's direction. It went in his favor, and he took the victory 135.46 to 92.7. The third matchup, guys, that we're going to talk about is Who Wants to Smoke, reigning defending champion, taking on Kevin Kloss with his team name changing up this year to Bo Nix Sucks. I don't really you know, I don't really agree, but hey, you know, shout out to Kevin Kloss and Dylan Turpin in the championship rematch from last year. We had the championship rematch where Dylan Turpin defeated Kevin Kloss in the championship game last year. We had champion and runner-up running it back for week one this year. And no different from the championship game last year, Dylan Turpin taking the victory 121.72 to 91.84. Double whammy for Kevin Kloss. We apologize, Kevin. Shout out to you. Hopefully everything is going okay for you over there, and hopefully you battle back and bounce back here in week number two. We had top performers for Who Wants to Smoke and Patrick Mahomes with 26.02 points. He had 258 yards passing and he had two total touchdowns. He had one on the ground. He had one through the air. He also added to that 57 rush yards for Patrick Mahomes. And he had Puka Nacua with 23.1, 10 catches for 130 yards. He also had a big game from his flex spot with Jaxon Smith-Njigba, 9 catches, 124 yards. I'm sorry, this is Dylan Turpin. Just want to make sure that I did say that correctly. My mind's a little bit everywhere, but it is Dylan Turpin, Who Wants to Smoke, that we are talking about currently with 121.72 points on the weekend. With three top performers, as we said, Patrick Mahomes with 26, Puka Nacua with 23, and Jaxon Smith-Njigba with 19.4. Bo Nix sucks. Kevin Kloss, he has Bo Nix as a starting quarterback with 6.84 points. I guess now we figured out and found out the reason for his team name. Bo Nix sucks I guess we'll just go ahead and talk about Bo Nix a little bit. 176 yards, a touchdown, and 2 interceptions on the weekend. He also lost the fumble with 18 rushing yards to go along with it. So rough game for Bo Nix. Hopefully a bounce back for the runner-up from season number 3 in the championship, Kevin Kloss. A top performance for Saquon Barkley with 18.4 points, meeting his projection for week number 1 with 18.45. He had 60 rushing yards against the Dallas Cowboys, 1 rushing touchdowns. He also added to that 4 catches for 24 yards. Saquon Barkley with 18.4. We had Cortland Sutton with 18.1, 6 catches for 61 yards and a touchdown. And then I guess Ladd McConkey as his number 2 receiver, 13.4, 6 catches for 74 yards. That was the championship rematch. Running it back, Kevin Kloss with trotting Bo Nix sucks out there, and Dylan Turpin trotting out his championship team, his reigning defending championship, protecting it and defending it against the runner-up from last year, Dylan Turpin, 121.72 to 91.84. The next matchup, guys, this is matchup number 4 that we're going to talk about, is the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, rejoining us for another year. Terrence Pryor has been here with us for, let me know, Terrence, 2-3 years. This is your 3rd year in the league, so shout out to you. Thank you for rejoining us. Another person that, you know, we hoped would come back and, you know, kind of gave us a little bit of anxiety towards the end. Didn't know if you would make it in, but welcome back to the show and welcome back to the league, and we appreciate you for trusting us with, you know, all of you. We appreciate you for trusting us with your trust, you know, coming into season number 4. We know how it can be out there when it comes to choosing a commissioner that you can trust, choosing a commissioner that you can rely on. And we hope that we do a good job to, you know, prove that we are somebody you guys can trust and rely on. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, taking on Florida Man, GP. With the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, taking the victory 92.12 to 60.42. Top performers for the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, Kyler Murray with 18.32 points. Kyler Murray had 163 yards passing with 2 touchdowns. He also added to that 38 rushing yards on the weekend. And a top performance from Brock Bowers as well. with 5 catches, 103 yards, totaling out to 15.3. And also a shout-out to his kicker, Chris Boswell. 2 field goals attempted, 2 field goals made with 4 extra points to add on to that for a total of 15 points. Florida man with a rough outing, 60.42 points. He fell way under his projected with 115.6 points. Should have been scored on the week. Top performers for Florida man, GP, Ashton Genty with 12 points and his defense with 11 points. Ashton Genty in his debut, in his NFL debut, had 38 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown to go along with 2 catches for 2 yards, totaling 12 points. Shout out to Ashton Genty. Hopefully for Florida man GP, he will have a better week number 2 and a better rest of the season. Top performers or performers who had top performances on their benches, we had Michael Pittman for the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, 6 catches, 80 yards, and a touchdown for 20 points. He also had Debo Samuel with 7 catches for 77 yards and a rush touchdown, 22.6 points. And then he had on his bench as well, Hollywood Brown with 10 catches for 99 yards, 16 targets, guys, for Hollywood Brown. If Hollywood Brown can stay healthy, 16 targets is absolutely insane. It looks like Pat Mahomes may have found his guy on the outside when it comes to receivers. And Hollywood Brown may be that guy with 16 targets coming out of week number 1. So that was the top performers for the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, and for Florida man GP, 92.12 points to 60.42 points. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, taking that victory. Matchup number 5, we had G-Unit, Gus, formerly known as the Sempire, Gus Semper Tagui. Gus, let me know how you say your last name. I apologize if I absolutely butchered it. I don't think I've ever asked you, even on the podcast when you were on last year, how you pronounce your last name, but when you do jump on the podcast this year, that is something I need to ask you, so remind me whenever you are on the show. That way I don't butcher your last name the next time that we jump on here and the next time that I have to do a podcast. So G-Unit, formerly known as Sempire, taking on Tony Romo with Lights, Camera, Jackson. Great name, by the way. In Game of the Week with 128.16 for Lights, Camera, Jackson, taking down formerly the Sempire, now G-Unit, 125.32. That is 128.16 to 125.32 for the Game of the Week with Lights, Camera, Jackson taking the victory. Top performers for Lights, Camera, Jackson, we had Lamar Jackson with 29.36. He had 209 yards passing with 3 total touchdowns. And to add along to that, he had 70 yards rushing and 1 rushing touchdown. So big game for Lamar Jackson, also a former MVP. Another top performance from the same team, Zay Flowers, Lamar Jackson's number one guy, his go-to guy. He had 7 catches for 143 yards, 9 targets, and a touchdown. That is Zay Flowers with 28.1 points. And he also had a pretty nice game, pretty big game from his flex position with Chuba Hubbard, 17.9 points. He had 57 yards rushing. He had he had 32 yards receiving. He had a touchdown catch, and he had 3 catches to add on to that as well through the air. So shout out to Lights, Camera, Jackson pulling off the victory in Game of the Week. G-Unit, formerly known as the Sempire, had top performances by Jaden Daniels continuing his electric rookie season, carrying over into his sophomore season with 20.12 points. He had 233 passing yards, one passing touchdown, and he had 68 rushing yards to go along with it. Also top performance or top performer for G-Unit, he had the Broncos defense with 17 points. And on each of their benches, we had Lights, Camera, Jackson with 19.8 points from Keenan Allen with 7 catches, 68 yards, and a touchdown. And he had Drake May with 15.78, 287 yards, and a touchdown to go along with 1 catch for 2 yards, 11 rushing yards, and even a interception being thrown. So 17.78 points without the interception would have been the actual total. But as you know, can't delete interceptions in fantasy football. They are what they are. But a standout performance for Jordan Love for G-Unit on the bench with 15.92, 188 yards passing and 2 touchdowns to go along with 4 rushing yards. That was matchup number 5, guys. Game of the week. G-Unit falling to Lights, Camera, Jackson, 125.32 to 128.16. And of course, last but certainly not least, in the final matchup that we are going to talk about from week number 1, we had Michael's magnificent team, Michael Fee, taking on Justin's scary team, Justin Brooks. Shout out to both of these guys for rejoining the league from last year. We appreciate you guys for being here. As I said, a lot of returners coming back from this year, a lot of people who played in smaller leagues last year jumping into the $100 league, and we appreciate you guys for, you know, seeing the potential in what it is that we're building here, and we thank you guys for taking the chance on us, and we hope that you enjoy the season. We hope you have fun with it. A lot of complimentary comments from Justin Brooks as well. You know, he was one of those that was in one of the smaller leagues, you know, decided to actually join the $100 league. He enjoyed the podcast episodes. We hope you enjoy this year as well, and we hope to have you guys back as well. Of course, Gus Sempire rejoining us as well. Tony Romo, another one who played in one of the smaller leagues last year, jumping into the $100 league. We're happy and proud to have our returners back. We're proud to have people jumping from some of our smaller money leagues to the main league. Matchup number 6, Michael's magnificent team taking the victory 125.38 to 107.78. Michael's magnificent team had standout performances from Jalen Hurts with 152 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns, a total of 24.28 points. And he also had 2 rushing touchdowns to go along with that and 62 rushing yards. So big game from Jalen Hurts against the Dallas Cowboys in week number 1 to kick off the NFL season. Standout performance also from Garrett Wilson with 22.5, 7 catches, 95 yards, and a touchdown. And of course, in his flex, he had also a good game with 17.7 from Jacoby Myers, 8 catches, 97 yards. And for Justin's scary team, we had 2 standout performances. 1, Baker Mayfield, 22.58 points, 167 yards passing, and 3 passing touchdowns. He also had 39 yards rushing to go along with that. He also had the stack with Emeka Egbuka. Love Emeka. Love this guy. Love him as a prospect. Love him as an NFL receiver, especially after that week 1 outing. With 23.6 points, 4 catches for 67 yards and 2 touchdowns. He had, I just want to see what he had as far as targets, because 6 targets in an offense with Mike Evans and with Chris Godwin. Arguably, I think is going to be the steal of the fantasy football season. So Justin Brooks, congratulations. I think you landed yourself a pretty solid top 5 fantasy football wide receiver, if not top 10, almost certainly, without a doubt. So with a goose egg on the lineup from Xavier Worthy, he had Marvin Harrison Jr. with 18.1 on the bench, and that could have that could have won him the game. You know, if Marvin Harrison Jr. would have been starting over Xavier Worthy, the way fantasy football works is always an insane thing. It's always a crazy thing. 5 catches, 71 yards, and a touchdown for Marvin Harrison Jr., 18.1 points. He also had Dylan Sampson, the running back for the Cleveland Browns, with 29 yards rushing. And he had 8 catches for 64 yards for a total of 17.3 points on the bench. That one wouldn't have necessarily won him the game, but Marvin Harrison Jr. would have. Standout performances on the bench for Michael's magnificent team. 29.52 points for Justin Fields with a huge week one. 218 yards and 3 total touchdowns. He also had 2 rushing touchdowns to go along with 218 yards and 1 passing touchdown. And he had 48 yards on the ground to pair that with his already big game with 3 touchdowns. So shout out to Justin Fields. He also had Caleb Williams with the big game, 24.2 points, 210 yards and 2 total touchdowns as well. He had 1 rushing touchdown, 1 passing touchdown, and he had 58 yards on the ground also. So coming out of week number one, Michael's magnificent team looks to have the most solid quarterback room in the league, with 3 quarterbacks all scoring 20-plus points in week number one. But it was just a good week for quarterbacks altogether. 20 points from Baker Mayfield, Jalen Hurts at, you know, both these rosters. Josh Allen doing crazy numbers. Lamar Jackson doing crazy numbers. If you had any of the, I don't even know how many, but there was at least, you know, 16 quarterbacks that went crazy this year. The other 16, not so much. So that was the 6th matchup of week number one for the 3DFFL season number 4. The next thing we're going to talk about, guys, is we are going to talk about, I guess let's jump into the matchup for week number 2 already, and let's see what there is to look forward to when it comes to week number 2. We have the Signs and Sports podcast taking on a possible and potential team looking to bounce back in Justin Scary team. We have Bo Nix Sucks taking on Run CMC. We have Prison Mike Squad taking on the Chosen One. We have the reigning defending champ Who Wants to Smoke taking on Florida Man GP. We have the main character taking on G-Unit. And of course, we have Lights, Camera, Jackson taking on Michael's magnificent team. So 6 good games to watch, 6 good games that we're going to cover. And let's see what happens once we get to week number 2. We have the 2 expected top performers for the Signs and Sports podcast, Justin Herbert and Derrick Henry. 2 expected projected top performers for Justin Scary team, Baker Mayfield and Josh Jacobs. Bo Nix Sucks, we have Bo Nix and Saquon Barkley. Run CMC, we have Jared Goff and Christian McCaffrey. Prison Mike Squad, we have Josh Allen and Bijan Robinson, which is an absolute scary duo tandem to face, regardless of what week you are facing him and regardless of how they do. Going into that matchup, I don't think anybody here has another duo or pair that is as scary as that. Arguably 2 of the best, if not definitely the 2 best fantasy football teams, fantasy football players in fantasy football this year. So shout out to Prison Mike Squad. Taking on the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, with top performers projected to be Kyler Murray and DeAndre Swift. Who Wants to Smoke, expected top performers, Patrick Mahomes and Alvin Kamara. Florida Man GP, expected top performers, Joe Burrow and Ashton Jeanty. The main character, expected and projected top performers, Dak Prescott and Chase Brown. G-Unit, expected top performers, Jaden Daniels and James Conner. Lights, Camera, Jackson, of course, Lamar Jackson and Devin Achane. And Michael's magnificent team, expected and projected top performers, Jalen Hurts and Jahmyr Gibbs. The next thing we're going to talk about, guys, is we are going to talk about the standings as they currently sit. And then we are going to talk about the power rankings to end it off before we close out the episode. But the standings, we have Zone 3 and Zone D, as everybody knows. If you're new to the league, I know we got the question in the community group chat when the before the league started what Zone 3 and Zone D were. Zone 3 and Zone D are obviously a play on the 3 and D Signs in Sports podcast. The 3 to the 3 and D Signs in Sports podcast will be joining us periodically throughout the year. And then, of course, Zone D, which is my division. I'm the D to the 3 and D, D-I-G. We have in Zone 3, Prison Mike Squad, Who Wants to Smoke, and the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, all 1-0. And then we have Run CMC, Bo Nix, and Florida Bo Nix Sucks, and Florida Man GP, all 0-1. And then in Zone D, we have the Signs and Sports Podcast, Lights, Camera, Jackson, and Michael's Magnificent Team, all 1-0, tied for first place. And then we have G-Unit, Justin Scary Team, and the main character, Jamal Gray, all 0-1, tied for fourth place in Zone D. So, still early, guys. Far from being anywhere close to being over. We're only in week one, heading into week two. A lot of things can change. A lot of things will change. A lot of things are going to change. So, keep an eye on this. It's always fun to keep an eye on the standings. It's one of my favorite things to look at. It's one of my favorite things to cover. Highest scoring team in the league, Prison Mike Squad, after week number one with 135.46 points. Second highest scoring team in the league is the Signs and Sports Podcast with 128.92 points scored. And lowest amount of points scored against a team was the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, with 60.4 points. So next thing we're going to talk about and the final thing we're going to talk about is the power rankings. We got Fantasy Trends. We don't have a sponsor for the Fantasy Trends for the power rankings this year. Last year it was sponsored. It was presented by Snickers. This year we don't have one. Fantasy Trends, we got trending up. The Signs and Sports Podcast trending up 6 spots from number 12 to number 6. We have Who Wants to Smoke trending up 4 spots from number 6 to number 2. We have Michael's Magnificent Team trending up 1 spot from 2 to number 1. We have trending down Justin's Scary Team trending down 5 points from number 5 to number 10. We have Prison Mike Squad trending down 4 points from number 1 to number 4. That's actually pretty crazy. I don't know how Prison Mike Squad is trending downward with the performance that his team put up and the lineup that he has. I'm almost guaranteed if he was here on the podcast like he was supposed to be, like he should have been, and like we would have had, he absolutely and certainly would have had some contention with the power rankings this week. How he was the top scoring lineup in the league and ended up trending down 4 spots from number 1 and number 5 just doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. But, you know, ESPN is never really quite right when it comes to the power rankings projections. That's why they have me at number 12 and I'm trending up 6 spots this week, you know. So, no, I'm just kidding. But we also have the main character, Jamal Gray, trending down 2 spots as well, trending down 2 spots from number 7 to number 9 this week. So trending up, Signs and Sports Podcast, 6 spots from 12 to 6. Who Wants to Smoke, trending up 4 from 6 to 2. Michael's Magnificent Team, trending up 1 from 2 to 1. And trending down, we have Justin's Scary Team trending down from number 5 to 10. Prison Mike Squad from number 1 to 5. And the main character, trending down two spots from number 7 to number 9. So currently, as it sits, we have Michael's Magnificent Team at number 1. Who Wants to Smoke at number 2. Lights, Camera, Jackson at number 3. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor at number 4. Signs and Sports Podcast at number 5. Oh, I'm sorry. Prison Mike Squad at number 5. Signs and Sports Podcast at number 6. G-Unit at number 7. Run CMC at number 8. The main character, Jamal Gray, at number 9. Justin Scary Team at number 10. Bo Nix Sucks at number 11. And Florida Man GP currently sitting at number 12. So that's the power rankings, guys. We went through matchups for week number 1. We went through the standings after week number 1. We went through the power rankings as they currently sit. As everybody knows, when it comes to the end of the season, we add another segment once the playoffs starts or once we get close to the playoffs. So after about week number 10, we start covering what the playoff race is starting to shape out as and what it's looking like. We start covering what the bracket's starting to look like, how it's shaping out. And of course, once the playoffs start in week number 14, we cover the playoffs. So that'll be something to look forward to. But we will have a guest on with us next week, hopefully. It'll either be Mike, it'll be Gus, it'll be Kevin, you know, one of the three, maybe all three, maybe two of them. I don't know. We'll figure that out this weekend as we get closer to it. And as I said, guys, usually, typically, and most likely, these episodes will be recorded on Tuesday, dropped on Wednesday, or recorded on Wednesday and also dropped on Wednesday. But either way and regardless, these episodes will be dropped on Wednesday, usually, typically at 7 o'clock. And that they'll be sent to the group chats. They'll be sent, to the Discord, and everybody can have access to them. We apologize for the, you know, the inconvenience of the late episode. As I said, it was a little bit down of an episode. It was a little bit, a lot less excitement than what everybody was probably expecting for the first episode of the year, for the first matchup, first week of the year. We appreciate you guys for standing in here with us, standing in the pocket with us. I apologize if my energy wasn't all the way there. It has been a tough couple days. As I said, I explained it already. Rest in peace to Charlie Kirk. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you for being here with us. Guys, hug your family today. Call your parents. Tell them you love them. Tell your kids you love them. Give them an extra hug tonight before bed or just randomly during the day. I know yesterday I went in and saw my dad just because, you know, being around family for me was extremely important. So that helped a lot. That made a lot of a difference. There's a lot of crazy things happening in the world right now, but this is our release from reality. This is where we come to enjoy ourselves. This is where we come to have a great time with each other. No matter what the situation, the scenario, we are here all together. We're having a great time. It is fantasy football. And as I said, there's a lot of things we can complain about, but we have this right here. We have this community. We have this this group of people who get along, love talking about fantasy football, love sports. And if nothing else, we have that we can agree on. And as I said, guys, I appreciate you guys for joining. I appreciate y'all for being here, because as much as I didn't want to record this podcast today, it helps and it makes me feel a whole lot better knowing that I can be here with you guys, talk to you guys. As I said, I look forward to having Kevin on, or Mike or Gus, possibly having more of you guys on the podcast during the year. As I said, I do apologize for the late episode. I do apologize for the kind of gloomy energy that it was this week as compared to what it could have been and it should have been. But next week, I promise you, we'll bounce back harder. We'll come back stronger. And it'll be a lot more fun of an episode. And there will be a lot more energy, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy football this weekend. And we will talk to you guys on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, hashtag that, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rylo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rylo of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Rylo. Get at your boy Rylo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rylo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment.